Petersfield's Shine Radio.
In Petersfield's news, local volunteers need your help to keep Petersfield Town Centre litter-free. Another high street bank is leaving Petersfield. And it's not too late to get tickets for a popular Petersfield fashion fundraiser, but be quick. And Isaac has this week's local sports update. I'll have details on all those Petersfield stories after the national and world news.
Serving the Petersphere with a brighter mix of great music and local information. This is Petersfield's Shine Radio.
Labour leader Sir Keir Starmer has launched Labour's local election campaign in the West Midlands. Voters will head to the polls on the 2nd of May. Speaking at the launch, Starmer accused Prime Minister Rishi Sunak of bottling calling a general election.
We need to send him another message. Show his party once again that their time is up. The dithering must stop. The date must be set. Britain wants change, and it's time for change with Labour.
The Conservatives have criticised Labour's West Midlands launch, saying the party had bankrupted Birmingham Council. New figures show knife crime in London in 2023 rose 22% from the year before. London also accounted for 29% of all reported knife crime, the most in England and Wales, followed by the West Midlands, which accounted for 11%. Holyrood published legislation to introduce assisted dying for the terminally ill in Scotland. Liam MacArthur, the MSP behind the bill, says he is confident it will be backed by the Scottish Parliament. Dr. Jackie Davis, a consultant radiologist on the board of Dignity in Dying, tells us on how Westminster may react.
Politicians in England have to wake up to the fact that the public want this. And in fact, there's just been a big poll to show that in every single constituency in England and in Scotland, the majority of the voters want to see an assisted dying law. So, you know, really, what's not to like for a politician?
Former Celebrity Big Brother winner Stephen Bear has been ordered to pay back over £22,000 he made from sharing a private video on his OnlyFans site with reality TV star Georgia Harrison. The 34-year-old faces 9 months in prison if he does not pay within 3 months. Bear walked out of prison in January, having served 10 and a half months of his 21-month sentence for sharing the film. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Poppy Doherty.
Petersfield's local news.
I'm Laura Shepherd at Petersfield's Shine Radio. Local volunteers need your help to keep Petersfield Town Centre litter-free. Can you spare some time on a rotor with others to keep our town tidy? Andrew Bulmer has more.
Essentially, depending on the number of volunteers that we can get, we will cover certain areas of town on a daily basis.
So we've got a map of Petersfield Town Centre here.
Yeah.
Which are the sort of key areas?
Key area would be from the station through down to Levant Street, and then down Chapel Street to the square, around the square, down the high street all the way down to the lake. If we could get two volunteers a day every 2 weeks, we can just make our town tidy and clean, which is so important.
Do get in touch with Petersfield Society online if you can help. Another high street bank is leaving Petersfield. NatWest has written to customers to say it will close its doors on Petersfield High Street this autumn. Amy has more.
NatWest says it will shut up shop in Petersfield on the 11th of September. It says transactions at the branch have fallen by 60% since 2019. The bank has promised a community pop-up venue will be open for 12 weeks after the closure to help customers get to grips with digital banking. NatWest also says its customers can make cash transactions at the post office. But if they want to visit a NatWest branch, the closest one to Petersfield will be in Chichester. NatWest is the latest big bank to turn its back on Petersfield. It leaves just Lloyds, Nationwide and Santander operating in our town.
And it's not too late to get tickets for a popular Petersfield fashion fundraiser, but be quick. Local businesses gather again at Church's College for a glam evening event to raise funds for the Rosemary Foundation next week. Michelle Bicknell tells Jo more.
This year we're doing a catwalk. We're also doing a makeover live on stage. So we're actually dressing the models on the stage.
Oh, brilliant. That's a really good idea.
Yeah, so we're trying to make it a little bit more interactive. So we're going to be showcasing hair, so review. You are going to be actually doing somebody's hair on stage, cutting the hair. Helsa are going to be doing a makeover, so they're going to be doing makeup. And then Sarah from Mimosa and myself from Hector's, we're going to actually be dressing the models.
How many models have you got taking part?
We've got 4 men and 4 ladies for the catwalk, and then we've put it out on social media that we're looking for volunteers for the makeover.
Tickets are available online. Isaac is here with this week's local sports update.
Petersfield's men's hockey team won their match last weekend 6-3, with Atkinson scoring a hat-trick. It means that Atkinson has now scored 28 goals from 19 games this season, an extraordinary games-per-goal ratio. The win also meant that Petersfield narrowed the gap with first-place Salisbury, the sides being separated by only 6 points. Next weekend, Petersfield will play Southampton away, which will be a tough game, as Southampton are in fourth, but Petersfield do have the best away record in the league, so they'll still be confident they can win. In other news, Petersfield's ladies' football team drew 1-1, with Sands getting the side's only goal, and the under-18s won 3-2, whilst the men's and under-23s game were both called off. And finally, the women's hockey team also won, smashing Chichester 8-1.
Petersfield's weather with Hector's, where gentlemen and now ladies can step out in style, whatever the weather.
Good morning from Andy at the Shine Radio Weather Desk. Today in the Petersphere, we'll see some rain in the morning, but this will dry out and we'll get some sunny intervals in the afternoon. Temperatures will be up to 11 degrees, but that will feel more like 8 degrees in a very stiff southwesterly breeze. There will be gusts up to 34 miles an hour. High tide is at 13:41, coming in at 4.4 metres. Saturday, looking another drier day, lighter winds with temperatures similar to today. Have a great day with Shine Radio.
Travel news, driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre.
Hi, it's Vicky with today's travel update. Cook's Pond Road remains closed with a diversion in place. There is a lane closure on London Road until 3:30 today. That's while Southern and Scottish Power conduct works. There's work on Market Square today. A 50-minute delay is expected there. And there's give or take traffic control in place on Ramsdean Road. And in Berriton, Greenaway Lane has multi-way lights in place today. That's it, though. If I'm not saying what you're seeing, you can always phone or WhatsApp me on Petersfield 555 500 or email team at shineradio.uk.
Travel news from across the Petersphere is driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre on the Winchester Road in Strood. This is Shine Radio, made in Petersfield by
Andy,
Kirsty,
Amy,
Dougie,
and you.
To join us, email team at shineradio.uk or call or WhatsApp us on 01730 555 500.
Join our team and make it shine at the radio station made by you.
You make it shine, Shine Radio.